Janet Novak of Mellon was able to get chemotherapy in nearby Ashland.
But they don't do radiation in Ashland, and I had to have 5 weeks of radiation. So that I had to have in Duluth. It's 100 miles, and the weather, there was days it took me 3 hours because there was heavy snow and not real good driving conditions.
Ashland Memorial Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Jason Douglas says too many people in small towns have to make long drives back and forth in less than ideal health or weather conditions.
Yeah, that was the primary driver. We really wanted to be able to provide this service close to home and assist patients at a difficult time in their lives in not wanting them to drive to Duluth for the care that we could be delivering here locally.
So Douglas says they're partnering with Duluth's Essentia Health to build a $12 million treatment center in Ashland. It'll serve an area from Hayward to Ironwood and Shawamigan Bay. Besides financing, he says it's also a challenge to get a full-time oncologist.
Absolutely. In fact, it's pretty rare to have a full-time oncologist at a smaller rural critical access hospital.
But they've already got an oncologist on board. As for Janet Novak, she just started back to work last week, and she's cancer-free.
I feel good. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it won't come back.
They'll break ground on the new center in April. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.